I took the train to Belfast, first time in 15 years, to see my friend McClory and enjoy the crack on beers. But nostalgia made me mellow, the whiskey brought the tears, and the barman said, "McClory, haven't seen him run for years." "Oh, where is he then?" said I to him. "Where is that friend of mine, the hard man who once sang the sash in Saskatchewan's cold clime? That laggin'-lovin' shipyard son who took the plane with me, far away from Belfast daydreams, the year of 63. There were times with that McClory we could not see eye to eye, so we traded friendly insults and were not afraid to cry. An ill-matched pair of countrymen, and all we had was snow. Two Irishmen so different in a land we didn't know. I took the train to Belfast, first time in 15 years, to see my friend McClory and enjoy the crack on beers. But nostalgia made me mellow, the whiskey brought the tears, when that barman said, "McClory, seen him round for years." "Sure, he's been gone since 80, said a docker drinking brew, to find work in Australia. There was no one left here that he knew. The guns and bombs fair broke his heart, not knowing right from wrong. I was silent to the station. There was more than McClory gone. I took the train to Belfast, first time in 15 years, to see my friend McClory and enjoy the crack on beers. But nostalgia made me mellow, the whiskey brought the tears, when the barman said, McClory, haven't seen him round for years." I took the train to Belfast, first time in 15 years.